Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
We'll get to the Dean Julia mailbag here in a few minutes. Another guy I wanted to bring up to you, Walchuk. I saw the odds. I don't know how much we can read into this. Von Miller and the Cowboys. Cowboys have the best odds right now to land Von Miller, 36 years old, but we know what type of premium edge rusher he has been in the past. Broadus gave us a breakdown of his game. Still can get after the quarterback, 6 sacks last year, and there wasn't anybody else on that Bills defense, you know, that offenses had to really account for. Broadus was talking about in the film breakdown with Von Miller in Buffalo, like, man, they're – offenses are putting a tight end over on that side. They're chipping him because he was really the only real threat as a pass rusher with Buffalo. Of course, if he was here in Dallas, that would not be the case with guys like Micah Parsons and company. The pass rush for the Cowboys defense is the one thing I think we all agree is in a pretty good place right now. Everything else, there's question marks.
Yeah.
But Von Miller, I mean, can I interest you on the cheap, a little Von Miller action?
You absolutely can. Now, I can tell you, there has been no conversation on the Cowboys side with Von Miller yet. Now, maybe this is something that it develops over time. I'm all surprised that, like, Detroit, some of these other teams that could really use a pass rusher haven't looked to bring in a Von Miller. Now, this could be, again, you wait until August, and now these things are going to change. Training camp starts. Teams are looking at their roster right now. Ooh, we got, maybe somebody goes down with an injury, God forbid. And now we've got a need. I'm for making a strength here. Now I like what the Cowboys have, to your point. I think pass rushers, probably you could argue, the strongest area that they've got on the roster right now. When you're talking about the second round pick, Donovan Ezeraku, who's been really good in minicamp, that I think was a steal that they got in the second round. Hell, the Cowboys think that he was a steal that they got in the second round. The bend, the first step quickness that he's got was rare, and it was one of the rare players in this class. We know what Dante Fowler Jr. brings to the table, right? That's a guy that can be, you know, a 6 to 10 sack guy for you any given season. Obviously, Micah Parsons, Sam Williams was working out today. Brian noted no brace, was moving around really, really well. So you've got guys that you think can get after the passer, and then they're set up with guys like Marshawn Nealon now and Peyton Turner, who's also going to freelance, I think, and kick inside, play some defensive tackle, but also set the edge. But one thing I always go back to is day three of the draft, and we get to talk with the coaches and the scouts. Defensive line coach Aaron Whitecotton, he specified rotations. He wants to keep these guys fresh and healthy. And what's one thing we've talked about, whether it's fair, it's unfair. I know some of the pressure numbers and some of the analytics will say otherwise, but Micah has shown a tendency in the second half of seasons. I think all players do. Your body gets worn down. Maybe you're not quite as effective as the same player. Adding another guy that can spell some reps, that can help keep a Micah Parsons fresh, or help a Donovan Ezeraku from hitting the rookie wall, if you believe in that or not. I'm all here for it, man. So I think they're also getting stuff from Maris Leofau when it comes to the blitzing element there that DeMarvian Overshown had so much success with. It's not a need. It's not a screaming need. I mean, I guess if we had to pick what spot, if you're going to penny pinch, you're probably going to spend that money elsewhere. But I'm all for adding a veteran player like Von Miller, who's been there, done that. He's won Super Bowls in multiple different places. Bring him in, man, and let's go get after the quarterback, because that's going to help out your secondary as well, which we're really nervous about right now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know what type of dollars Von Miller's looking to make in order to keep playing here, but to me, there's just like really no downside if you're getting him on the cheap. He's a guy that you know can still get after the passer, and that would be the very specific role for him in my mind. I wouldn't want him as a first and second down type player, but just as a pass rush specialist, I think he can still give you quite a bit of production there. And you can never have enough edge rushers. You know, you can't have enough. And I know Broadus was kind of talking about this with us on G-Bag as well, but especially if this stuff with Micah gets a little bit more testy as we get into training camp and stuff, and you start having questions about whether or not that's going to get done. Will he hold out? Would he miss game checks? I don't see it getting to that point, but just as a little Micah Parsons insurance, so to speak.
Definitely.
But with or without Micah Parsons, I mean, I think a Von Miller addition would be smart. Why not? I know that's not the main position of need right now. We're looking. I mean, when you think of, man, I would like to add a player here. Is it immediately for you? Is it secondary? Is it a corner piece?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, it's probably a corner. I mean, I think that's definitely the guy that I'd be looking to add right now. Because, I mean, look, if Bland, who's in a contract year, is like, I'm not playing the slot, I don't know what you're going to do. He's going to have to. So you're going to have to look at a Mike Hilton or somebody else that has at least experience playing that role. But I think that, yeah, a corner, like if I could only add one position, I'd probably be looking to add some more cornerback depth. Unless they know better about the health of guys like Josh Butler and other players that they had that gave them some good reps last year. Like maybe they feel good right now about the development of some of those guys, and we're over worrying about it. But I still think corner's probably just depth in the secondary in general. I feel decent about safety. But I think corner, you need to add a piece.
Yeah, and I'm still banging the drum on the run stuffer, big body, one tech, double team eater on the defensive line. Obviously, don't believe in Mozzie Smith. Your draft grade on Jay Toya is something that is giving me some optimism, hopefully, you know, but that's a 7th round pick. I know you had a 4th round grade on him, which is fantastic. If you get a 4th round type player right there in the 7th round, then that would be huge, but obviously not something you can bank on at this point. Maybe we get out to Oxnard and we see that he's given Booker and BB and Smith some fits there in some inside run hole, and you're going, okay, wow, you see a little something. But that's one of those spots on the defense where I'm going, man, it's great to have a pass rush, and I love it, and that'll be awesome when you're leading games and you get to pin your ears back. But if defenses or if offenses are able to just run all over you, then it's going to be some long Sundays. So that would still be another position. And I don't even really know what type of street free agents are out there. We'll get to it in the Dean Julia mailbag here in a few minutes. Maybe there, you can do some player swaps. I know you were hinting at the idea that you have kind of a log jam on the offensive line, especially interior. So maybe you could do a little player swap trade situation. But that would be one of those positions where I'm going, man, That could really break your defense right there if teams are just chunk running on you. I'm thinking about week one in Philadelphia. Saquon Barkley, if he's staring down the line of scrimmage at Mozzie Smith, he's going to be salivating at the opportunity.
Yeah, and your linebacker play gets affected by that as well. I mean, I think Kenneth Murray is a guy that would benefit greatly. Can you keep him clean? When he is, I think he's a very effective linebacker in the NFL. But last year, they weren't able to do that in Tennessee. If he's a guy that's going to have to fight off blocks and shed, not necessarily his strong suit, right? So he can get bullied out of place. Siaki Ika is a guy from Kansas City, Cleveland, bounced around a little bit. He's actually the brother of Jay Toia. So he just got released. That might be another big body that you could bring in if the Cowboys like him. I'm sure they'll go back and look at, you know, their draft array. That's what they love to do. But that's just another name that's hit the free agent market that maybe, hey, if they do want to bring in some more big body, one tech type guys. And who knows about Justin Rogers? I mean, I was surprised they cut him last year. Now, he did get back after spending some time at Cincinnati. Is that a guy that can step up for you? You just need some guys that can hold their ground and just not allow offensive linemen to freely get to the second level.
Okay, now looking at the offense here, it sounds like Miles Sanders is the running back that is been sort of the most impressive to this point. Javonte Williams doesn't have quite the same juice, so to speak, as Miles Sanders. And then Jaden Blue, we're not hearing much about him. And it seems like even Deuce Vaughn is sort of ahead of him in drills and things like that. Do you have any Jaden Blue concerns at this point, or is this just the way it goes when you're kind of a late round rookie?
Yeah, no, I don't. I think that Jaden Blue is still going to end up being, might end up still leading the team in rushing when it's all said and done. I think he'll be your RB2. I think they're just kind of playing with some stuff and Brian Schottenheimer. I don't think we should get nervous about who's getting reps where just yet. I think when we get out there and you got pads on and things are a little bit different, what are the reps looking like in training camp and in preseason? Yeah, then we'll look at that. But no, I think Blue's still in a good place. I was surprised. I thought Javonte Williams was the guy that prior to OTAs, if I had to predict who's going to be your RB1 week one, it's going to be Javonte Williams. I didn't think it would be Miles Sanders. Maybe Miles Sanders has more than I think he does left in the tank. I'd like to see how he looks. Javonte Williams, 2 years removed from the injury. I thought when you look at his ability to pass protect, catch the ball in the backfield, bowling ball type runner between the tackles. You know, Miles Sanders, you look at Carolina, it seemed like they were just always looking to replace him once they added him. Like they give Chuba Hubbard the ball all the time. They give him a big contract. They drafted the running back out of Texas who ends up blowing out his ACL 2 years in a row, which was a really big bummer. And then now they brought in Rico Dowdle. It's like they didn't really even give Miles Sanders a chance. So in a team that really doesn't have any offensive talent in Carolina, I was kind of thinking, does Miles Sanders have anything left? Maybe he does. Maybe that's going to be a pleasant surprise and Miles Sanders does emerge. One of those guys, I do believe, is going to be RB1 and the other one's going to be looking for a job because I think Phil Maffa is going to be your RB3 and Jaden Blue's your RB2. I don't think they're going to get rid of their rookies, but I'm excited to see that battle between Williams and Sanders. I'm still going to lean with my gut and say Javonte Williams ends up winning that job, but I'm happy to be proven wrong if Miles Sanders steps up and he's that dude.
Yeah, I mean, same here. I think that Miles Sanders for sure has much more upside in terms of ball in his hands, handing him the football. I think the Javonte Williams signing was kind of just like, hey, we have a specific role for you. You are our pass protector in obvious passing situations, and we can throw you the ball a little bit. You're kind of a third down back. I was never really optimistic that he was going to be a guy that you want to hand the ball off to. So in a world where they're both doing different sort of jobs, different skill sets, maybe they could both stick around on this roster. I would love if Phil Maffa ended up showing a little something, being a guy like, could you be some version of a LeGarrette Blount? Could you be some version of a Leonard Fournette, something like that? That would just be fantastic. But to me, yeah, Javonte Williams is a guy that if he was on the roster all season and he had a bagel in the carries column, I'd feel great about it. Like, just go protect Dak and we'll throw you the ball a little bit, but we don't really want to hand you the football. Miles Sanders, kudos to you. Maybe we'll see that juice in Oxnard. That would be exciting. We have a Jaden Blue question for the Dean Julia mailbag, so we'll go ahead and get to that. You're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever it is where you get your podcasts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.